Hello, this is astrologer Shelley Antine, and I'm going to be speaking about the coming full moon in Cancer on January 13th, 2025, 5:27 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I have set the chart for Washington, D.C., even though you will not be under it in other locations that are not in the Eastern time zone. This would be mostly East Coast. But the actual planetary energies will be true for everyone. And the reason that I set it for Washington, D.C. is I'm seeing something quite phenomenal. First of all, the full moon in Cancer is a polarity between the powerful moon in its own sign, Cancer, which is our instinctive response, an immediate response to our environment. And in Cancer, it is to seek security, emotional security, for one thing, very important thing. And then also security within the home, because it's the natural ruler of the fourth house, which is our home, and our family that lives within the home and did live within the home when we were young. And in that family, frequently it will relate to one of the parents also, a way to read. And frequently that is the mother, because the Cancerian energy is the nurturer, you know. So the providing of food, clothing, and shelter, and food being a big word for Cancerian energy. So this is where our instincts and feelings are at this full moon, and a full moon is going to be the time of the greatest intensity of our feelings as well. So it's pretty potent, a full moon in Cancer. And the polarity is with the sun in Capricorn, and that frequently is the father because it's outer world oriented. It's the 10th house, our public image, our desire for status and respect, what our society considers to be the right things. And it is a very methodical and practical focus. And so we have this authority that's in the sign of our authorities that is a very, always, every time, powerful expression of a full moon, and how it affects the major areas of our life. So here it is. And what's going on that made me so emphatically aware of the potency of this particular Cancer full moon is that the moon is approaching a conjunction, so within 4 degrees, to retrograde Mars at 27 degrees of Cancer. The moon is at 23. And in Washington, D.C., Cancer is rising at 28 degrees at the time of the exact opposition of sun and moon. Now, that is the people of the nation. And the moon in Cancer, the people of the nation, the feelings of the people in the nation, and Mars is with them. Retrograde, something that has been passionately dealt with, something that has passion in it, about this need of security and the people's feelings being acknowledged. Wow. It is, yeah. And, of course, the sun opposing is, you know, the kinds of energy that we see in a division in our government, let's say, because there is this conservative, seemingly unfeeling at times, not feeling for the needs of the people energy. And then there's this perceived as overly caring about the needs of the people energy on either side of the aisle. I mean, in my childhood and my growing up years, this division did not manifest in this really intense way that it has been doing since 2016. And now it's almost like you can't say anything in the Congress and have both sides clap for it. Really. I mean, it's astounding. So this full moon is coming between a certification of an election and the inauguration. So when I saw this, I wondered if there is yet a challenge to come from anger on the side of the people who are fearful now about their security. That remains to be seen as the time goes on, but the moon is approaching, and the degree is 4 degrees separation. So one might say Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, by Friday, we will know if something is going to come up. So far, nothing has. So we'll see, but it's really in Washington, D.C. It's very much there, and it's hidden energy right now. It's in the 12th house. But it will come forward, and the moon will come through into the first house. So, yeah, it was really a startling thing to see. Something that is also there is that dwarf planet Eris, that's the sister of Mars in the mythologies, and Chiron are close together, and both direct now in Aries. And so we're looking at wounds for the individual self and expression of individual self. And the long passage of Eris in this sign, Aries, where the cage has been rattled many times and is being rattled again, to see what we need to look at, and if there are things that need to change. So this is in the what we call T-square formation to the lunar event, because the opposition planets of also including Mars, the Moon, and the Sun are squaring the Aries planets. So this creates more of a challenge energy also. So here we are. Now, there are helpers in this that can help ease things. One is the trine from the Moon and Mars exact, to Neptune and the North Node, our new North Node in Pisces. So the feeling here also, though, is the spirituality, the compassion. You know, this is something that perhaps is being spiked also by some of the things that are happening, some of these disasters going on in the country, geophysical disasters. And, you know, we have issue of Saturn in the eighth house, Nessus, also the lid comes off, and even Venus is in the eighth house, of things like insurance and assistance in other forms, shared resources. And, you know, one of the things that's going on with the fires in L.A. is that it's not going to, you know, it's going to have to go for federal assistance. People won't be able to, just like with Helene, people won't be able to cover this loss. So many homes and even lives have been lost. And the fires continue as I record this. They continue to burn and changed direction today. And this is Saturday, the 11th of January that I'm recording. What does that mean? The sun in Capricorn is very conservative and is a helper of, you know, the idea of the company and the corporations that need their profits, you know. But there is maybe an opening here with the sun in Capricorn sextile to, or approaching the sextile to Neptune. And the south node, I mean, in the north node, sorry, in Pisces. Maybe something can happen, something can shift, so that the people feel that they are not being abandoned by their government, literally. And we'll see how that looks here in the United States. I know other things are going on in other countries, too. And if you are in an other country listening to this, know that, you know, I'm aware. I have friends who've spoken to me about things that are going on where they live also. And it's kind of a very critical time on this planet. And the Uranian energy at 23 Taurus is a helpful opportunity also for the moon, and the sun is exact. They're exact degrees, 23 degrees trine. This Uranus and Taurus, which is still retrograde, it's not going to move forward for this moment. Eventually it will, but, you know, Uranus and Taurus is a shift and a change and an awakening. And it is in Taurus, the land and finances and such like that. I mean, it's amazing. You know, there are states that say there's too much government, but the minute something happens, they go to the government for assistance, right? So we are living in a very confusing and stressful process in this country, the United States. And I know that other countries are also having economic issues, and some of them are quite big time. And I know that in Canada, which the eastern part of Canada would be also in this specific chart that I've been drawing for Washington, D.C., they are ready to let go of someone who's been governing them for a long time. And they have more conservative energies that are coming up. It's a system of economics. There is something that needs to change. And it hasn't changed, and there's a very strange way that people are looking at it, and I won't go into it because it's my opinion. But you can see it here. Jupiter in Gemini is still retrograde, and it is in a square aspect, not exact, but in a square aspect to Venus in Pisces, which is, you know, let's, Jupiter in the group energy is trying to analyze and be logical, but also have some eureka moments happen here. And the Venus in Pisces in the eighth house is really near Saturn, and this is these people who are victims of issues. You know, they didn't cause the issue, you know. But what are we going to do for them? Do we just, you know, make them into martyrs and, you know, that's the Piscean energy? Or does the lid come off in our awareness with, you know, the energy of Pholus conjunct Mercury and Capricorn? Do we suddenly have a realization of something that would have been more of our ancestral pre-patriarchy ideals and ideas of communities that take care of each other? Will we get to that? And will we have Nessus have the buck stop here and say, look, you know, we have to look it away. We can't just abandon and make martyrs out of our population. So we'll see. We'll see. Nessus is also in a sextile to Uranus and Taurus, which sort of makes, again, the case that the buck stops here, something has to change about the economy, personal finance, personal property, and what we need. Taurus, not always mentioned this way, what we believe we need to survive. And all of these changes, Uranus, that are taking place on the planet now. So a very important lunar event, our first lunar event with the new lunar nodes. And I have written a Substack post on that that's getting a lot of attention. And so Substack is free. This post that I wrote about the lunar shift, lunar nodal shift, is free to read. All you have to do is go to substack.com and just sign up for free, and then look for Shelley Writes, which is one word, and it's W-R-I-T-E-S. You should know how to spell my name, but it's S-H-E-L-L-I-E. Shelley Writes at, and that's not even an at, it's a dot, substack.com. Right, and you scroll down the posts and you'll see it. There's an extensive list of what we had as the nodal emphasis when we had the South Node in Libra and the North Node in Aries. And so you can look at that and you can say, hey, we didn't do so good on that, but hey, we did pretty good on this evolution. Because this is, these lunar nodes give us eclipses, which are endings and new beginnings. They are the plane of the ecliptic connecting to the lunar orbit. So the plane of the ecliptic is the Earth going around the Sun, and then the Moon going around the Earth. They make a connection in space, and that's what gives us the nodes. Then we have the list of our new lessons in Virgo and our direction in Pisces. So it's a good thing to know about. It's going to be there for 18 months, and there'll be eclipses, yes. So it's good to know, and if you need to know in your own chart, then a reading is great, and you can contact me through my website, shellyantine.com, and go to the astrology readings page. And this is something that, you know, if you're feeling an energy being stirred in your personal self by this information, then there may be contacts, connections to your birth chart that would be good to know. But the house in your birth chart where the full moon with Mars is going to be is going to be a place where there can be some conflict energies. And, you know, be aware of communications in that house. Try not to stir it up, you know, because it won't be easy. Moon Mars, it can be very painful and hurtful. And then where the Sun is where the resistance to the Moon Mars is going to come up. So you've got a polarity in your birth chart where this arises. Good to know. It's always good to know. Okay? So, there's probably much more to say about this, but I am going to leave it now because I've got a whole week to look at in the weekly astrology forecast. And so I will suggest that you really pay attention and do the best you can with this moon and in the 4 days that follow as the moon comes to that conjunction to Mars in degree 4 days. And I'll say goodbye for now.